Lord, this is Cowboy 347, producer and short filmmaker. And I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that you can elevate no matter what you're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord. In this video, I want to talk to the 99%. And I want to tell you to stop comparing yourself to the 1%. Stop comparing yourself to the 1%. This is 2024. Lies, delusions, scams, deceit. None of that sits in the darkness anymore. None of that sits in the darkness anymore. Stop comparing yourself to the 1%. Take a look at your fingerprint. Every day you wake up, this is identification, classification, qualification, that there's a group of people, there's a mass of people that's out there waiting for you to become the best version of yourself. But you keep getting in your own way. You have an Uber product that can get you from point A to point Z. But you can't articulate the blueprint because you get into your own way. Worries, right? Fear. The external expectations of society. Right? The delusion. Comparing yourself to the 1%, making it seem like it's so far-fetched that you can't. Asking why them, not me. Stop comparing yourself to the 1%. This is 2024. The information age has created a space for all of us to have a voice. Stop being lazy and stop looking for excuses. Stop trying to create a pity campaign. And take a look at yourself in the mirror. Take a look at your fingerprint and stop believing in yourself. So with that, I want to lead to say, thank you, Sean Puffy Combs. Thank you, Sean Puffy Combs. Thank you, Diddy. Now, for the 99% that may not be following, here is your stick for the quicksand. Whatever is somebody's business is somebody's business. I'm a businessman. I like looking at markets. I like reading the jungle. I like looking for the potential in things to create relationships and collaborations, to innovate ideas into reality, manifestation, the four levels of communication, which is imagination, communication, right? Organization and implementation. Shout out to Myron Golden, right? And trying to figure out how we can always operate at the top level, the creative level, right? So we're not being biased. We're not picking sides. We're not judging people on what they choose to do in the dark or behind closed doors. But thank you, Diddy. Y'all need to stop comparing yourselves to the 1%. Y'all need to stop paralyzing yourselves from learning at an accelerated rate. Stop paralyzing yourself from processing information at an accelerated rate. And start learning how to pay attention to the details. With this whole Sean P. Diddy, the allegations and this whole lawsuit. If you listen closely, it's all an illusion. These people ain't really making money. It's not that you're not creative. It's not that you're not gifted. See, what it is that you just don't have a stick for the quicksand. See, what it is that you're just not funded. See, what it is that you're just paralyzed and you're preventing yourself from learning at an accelerated rate. But what if I told you that your mess, right? There's a message in your mess. And you're able to discover your marvel where you're at in your own outback, right? And from there, you can produce sweat equity, right? You can produce imagination, right? And then from that imagination, you can produce sweat equity. And then from that sweat equity, you can learn how to use that sweat equity so that when you show up to the hour, you can tell them what you're worth, opposed to them telling you that you're worth $5.45. This is 2024. Stop comparing yourself to the 1%. You are the 1%. And I'm talking to the 99%. I believe that my sweat equity, my journey, my mission. Listen, this is what I'm on. I'm sharing with you what I'm on. I believe that everybody has the ability to go out here and make thousands if they're able to organize their mess, right? And take that message and use the sweat equity, the blood, sweat, and tears, the trials and tribulations, the lessons that you've learned, and articulate that from a selfless place to help better somebody's life, to create a solution for someone's problem. You can make thousands, but you're too busy comparing yourself to the 1%. Thank you, Diddy. Thank you for showing us that it's not real. Again, we're not judging what people do on their off times. If people want to get silly, let them get silly. I'm talking to mankind. I'm talking to my 99%. I'm talking to those, right, that's waiting for me to be great so that I can give them a transformative solution to their problem. I'm talking about Compound 99. I'm talking about Compound 99, where every day for an entire year, we come together and we share consumables. We share buildings to help us organize our mess, to articulate our message, and be willing enough and transparent enough to share our chaos. Stop being stingy with your chaos. Stop not respecting your chaos. And from that chaos, create a concept. I'm talking to my audience. And share that concept with your audience and create a blissful offer that sends them down a hallway of solutions. And if you're not listening, that's how you sell. But I'm not trying to sell you anything, because the world is changing no matter what. I'm giving you the game. I'm giving you a principle that's being utilized right now. So with or without you, the world is going to move. It's just up to you to look in the mirror, believe in that fingerprint, and change. I'm talking to the 99%. Listen, I'll teach you how to produce that imagination. And from that imagination, produce that sweat equity. Take that sweat equity and learn how to use that sweat equity. And if you don't know what sweat equity is, for no salary, what you go through and what you try to invest your blood, sweat, and tears in, whatever it is that you own, and you're trying to raise the market value of it so that it can be better, so that you can take the equity out, you can double the equity of what it is that you own. Personal brands are doing better than businesses today. Personal brands are doing better than businesses today. So for 1 year, every day for a year, I will be meeting with the 99%, and I will be delivering human flourishing traits that can contribute to your brand development so that you can become a juggernaut for the 99% that is waiting for you to wake up and confirm that you are great. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. And I'm here to round them up. Thank you, Diddy. I'm here to round them up. Thank you, Diddy. Stop comparing yourselves to the 1%. This is 2024. Stop being compressed and suppressed and oppressed because of the lies and delusions of what expectations and what expectations may, you know, allow you to see. It's not real. You can make thousands and you can make it the right way. You don't need to look at the right or the left of you. All you have to do is look at your fingerprint and you have confirmation that you can make thousands. But it's up to you to believe in yourself. So join Compound 99. Drop the shotgun. Right? With one shot, you're shooting out into the world. Only to hit a fraction of your target. Missing your client avatar. Not articulating your compelling offer that can deliver higher market value with the less amount of time and the less amount of effort. Join Compound 99. Yes, Lord. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. Let me help you. The weather's about to break. And before this sun comes out, truly, I want to tell you something, that you are amazing. Your mess ups is your bless ups. Don't count yourself out. This is the year of authenticity. Look at me. I'm on this screen, wilding at you to let you know. Wilding at you to let you know that you are the 1%. Stop comparing yourself. So for my 99%, the doors is opening. Join Compound 99. We have a waiting list. We're only taking 30. We're only taking 30. Click the link in the bio and let's see if you qualify. Let's see if you qualify. And it would be an honor to join your journey through the ups and downs and your trials and tribulations to help you articulate your compelling offer and articulate who your client is.